בגול דוח בעזרת השם היינט הלכס בדיקס חומץ והלכס ערב פסח מוצא השם בלי נדר נקסט דבוך בגול הלכס פסח ונהגודה של פסח זה הלוכה, זה חיוב בדיקס חומץ אויר להרבו עשור בוי תקימס החומץ לאויר הנר אז אתה קונה דרבונם כאן זה פיירק אבל זה חיוב to buy the חומץ person has חומץ in his house during the year זה חיוב to check חומץ to check for pace of החומץ זוג דה משנה לבגינינג הפסוחים כל מוקוים שמכניסים בוי חומץ צורך בדיקה every place that you put in חומץ צורך בדיקה לגמור לזוק, what is the מוקם שמכניסים בי חומץ? שתי שורס על פני המרטף. What is שתי שורס על פני המרטף? So we'll take the muscle from the Gemara. What is the muscle from the Gemara? You have a מרטף של יין. Person lives in a house, he has a basement, and there's wine in the basement. No one eats in the basement. But why he has to make a בדיקס חומץ in the basement? Because sometimes in the middle of the Suda, the Shamash goes down, and they're missing wine in the middle of the Suda they need more wine so they send the Shamash down to the basement to bring wine and he goes down with a sandwich in his hand and he will leave his sandwich there and he comes up and he forgot to take the sandwich after that we have to check chometz why I'm saying this marshal that if you have kind of closets in your house that sometimes during the Suda Hamol you go over to this closet in Azach HaShash, it's also a mokim shemichu yabdikas chometz. And mokim shemachmisi by chometz doesn't mean the place that you put shtiklach of bread. The chiyum yabdikas chometz is even mekoymes that the shash is like the martif. That amol in the middle of the meal, maybe you needed more wine and you sent someone downstairs and he went down with a sandwich and he left it. Maybe he went down, maybe he left it. All of these maybe and maybe are mechay yabdikas chometz. Now, Chazal will metaken that Bdike has to be Lo'ir Haner. Chazal will metaken that Bdike has to be Lo'ir Haner. And the Lashon HaMishneh is Oir Le'arbosor Boitki Mesachometz Lo'ir Haner. So if you open the Mishneh Kepshuto, you have to take a candle and start to go around the house and to check Lo'ir Haner. You have packets of Smokin Shemachnisi Bechometz, closets, L'chur, if you will start to check Lo'ir HaNer, you will finish after Pesach. So what is the Eitz? So what is the Eitz? So Be'etzem, there's different ways to do it. The Machmirim and the Neibrak, a lot of Choshev Yidden, they want to check Lo'ir HaNer. So they start already now to check. They clean every day a different room. And by night, they go around with a candle and they check chometz. They make bdikas chometz. The packets, grade, they check la'oir hachama, near a window. State in Mishneh that chotzer la'oir nivdekes. If you have a window, you could connect the window, you could check by day. Or they take the drawers out and they take them and they check. And this is what some people do. Yeah, but this is a very hard zach. Most people don't do it. I know Choshev Yidden that do it. Now, what's the guy's klal Yisrael? What's with the people that don't do it? If you do it, avadik, ashrei yoim ole. So some rabboni want to melamed zchus. They taine, today they wash the house, so they take it as water, they wash the whole house, stark, they take out everything in the drawer, they bang it 5 times, yeah? So it becomes so clean, it's Mokum Sheim Achnisim Echometz. It's Mokum Sheim Achnisim Echometz. And they want to bring a siyate from a Mishneh Brure, and see in Tov Lamed Beis, that the Mishneh Brure says in Tov Lamed Beis, that we'll see about, we go into this aloche, that it's a minig, al pikabola, al pizoya, to put 10 ptitim around, that you look for them. Yitziv, it's Me'akib, it's not Me'akib. So the Sharatzion in Tov Lamed Beis, if Kotn Yud Beis, brings down that could be the Zman Hazeh is a Chiyuv to put down the Petitim. It's not only a Minik. Why? Because we check the house so good before Pesach. So we have to put on Petitim. So Neilin, what the Mishnah Berurah means, we check the house so clean, so there's no more Chiyuv Dika Be'etzem. So at least to put 10 Petitim that you will have what to look for. So then it may be different Pshatim in the Mishnah Berurah. The Kayem Shah Minig Lechavid Ben Akiz Abayis in Kodesh HaShomets Kodim Leil Yudalet Yesh Leh Minig Ezeh Yesed Medina. We'll say it's not Mukhach to Leil Azeh Pshat. And Shlom Ezam and Oyerbach was not masking for that. He said he has a Raya Nishta Zeh. It says, Loi Bodak Lo Oyer Aner, someone by night checked the house, but didn't check Lo'ir Aner. He just went around and he cleaned. He's mechuyev again to check Lo'ir Aner. Why? But he cleaned it already. It's mokim she'ein machnisi bechomets. The Torah says, mokim she'machnisi bechomets is a chiyub dike. It doesn't have to wash. It doesn't have to clean. It's a chiyub dike. Yeah, so they tine, I heard from them, they tine no. Avada is a chiyub dike. Someone didn't check Lo'ir Aner. But they want to ask a kasha. Someone has a table. He takes the table and he rinses it with water, economica and water and soap and scrubs it. He has to take a candle after they start to go around on the table. Ayala al adas. He has a plate. He washed it 100 times with water and soaked it. Said them, if someone checked the house, didn't check Lo'ir Aner, Chazal said I have to check. We come with machines, with vacuums, all different zaken, we mamish, pull all the, there's nothing left. Abshom Zalman was not masked. So Abshom Zalman said, I asked Abshom Zalman, so Lemaise said, tell me how to check Chavetz. I want to know, to check 20 days, or to check Legans Klal Yisrael. And if I check Legans Klal Yisrael, I don't know what I'm doing. Mamusha, I'm checking Lo'ir Aner, what I'm doing. I'm going around the house. So Abshom Zalman said like this, you clean the whole house before Leil HaSeder, before Leil HaRba also. You take a candle and you start to go around the house and you check with the candle if it's clean. You open the closet, oh, this closet we did. The, under the beds we did. Here we did. Here we did. So you're going with the candle and you're checking if it's clean. They have the pit of the Sefer. Oh, the Rabbanim in Ezra Steyr printed a Sefer Mo'ir HaGodl from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. It's a picture there of Shlomo Zalman is checking chometz. He's opening a closet full with towels. He stands like this with a candle. He looks inside and they close the... This is the biggest chometz of the closet. This closet was done. This carriage was done. This car was done. And I was able to get right to him. Shlomo Zalman says he has a raya from a Gemara. The Gemara is talking Psochim Daf Daled Velivdeg Beshis. The Gemara asked the Kasha, make Dikas Chometz in the 6th hour. Like the Shlomo Zalman, how Chazal wanted that a person would check in Shor Shishis? He has only a 30 minutes to check. Chazal wanted that a person would make Dikas Chometz B'Shes. Why stay in a 30 minutes you could chapara? Okay, so the Ma'i said, the Iker Halacha again. You could say, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, you clean the whole house very good, and you go around with the candle. It takes around 20 minutes, 30 minutes for a house. You go around, and you check the house, and you yoytze. Let me get invited. This is Mitzad Echad, a cool way how to check chometz to know what you're doing. Kutu Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Zaka Barichob HaChumre. And I see a lot of people in Nichshol in this Chumre. People check chametz. They clean the house, the whole house is clean. Now, but you have to eat for a couple of days. So a lot of people, they have like a little room, in that room you eat the chametz. Some people have like a little porch in front, different places, basement, different place where you eat. By night, till the morning, in the morning also people want to eat chametz in the morning, and then when the digger's safe as chometz comes, you come to that place, you wash it, you take the machine, you vacuum that place, and you finish, you mesudah. Sagt ihm schon, was Almen, you're not Yoytze Bdikas Chometz. Why? Just like this. Chazal said, kol mokim shemachnisim bei Chometz tzarich Bdike. Kol mokim shemachnisim bei Chometz tzarich Bdike. Sagt ihm schon, was Almen, I want to tell you the Geder Advorim, and lefi that, you will understand the club. It's a famous kasha when you learn Psochim, it's a famous kasha that everyone has. Mitzad Echad, you open the Mishnah and Daf Beis, steht, Mokim Shemachnisim Berchomet Tzorich Bdike. We said, what is it? A shamish goes down to the basement, maybe he went down in the middle of the meal, maybe he had a sandwich in his hand, maybe he left the sandwich and he didn't remember, and maybe it's left and no mice ate it. You have to go to check for that little maybe. Mitzad Sheni, the Gemara says, you checked Chometz and you saw a mouse running in with a piece of bread. And it's a mokim shuch. The Gemara says, sofek if the mouse went into the house, sofek if the mouse didn't go into the house, you don't have to check. And if it's a snake snaking, you for sure don't have to check. If you saw one mouse going in and one mouse not coming out, the Gemara clears, if I could say, it's the same mouse that came out, it's a different mouse that came out with a piece of bread. The Gemara says, "Mokim shechul de mitzuyah sham." We say that the cat ate it. Frekt ale achroinim the nesivas. You told me before, maybe you have to check. And here you're telling me if a mouse maybe went in, misofik, you don't have to check. If there's a mouse coming in, coming out, misofik, you don't have to check. And choshishim shem agiru achul de mimokim lemokim umeir leir. Zot de migdash David, apostle Yisrael. It's two halachas in Bdikas Chometz. It's a takone de rabbonon oir le'arbosor boitkin es ha'chometz le'oir aner. And this Bdikas Chometz ala sofek nitkeno. You check even in mekoyimet that it's only maybe that is chometz, is a chiyuv mid rabbonon to check every place that is a maybe chometz. And this Bdikas is le'oir aner and it has halachas. After you mekayim your halacha and you check the whole house, There's another halacha. For Safek, if Chometz fell into the house, for Safek, Yisro de Reis or Yisro de Rabbanon, for Safek, you have to get rid of it. If you have a Sfek Sveke, maybe the Chometz went out, so no problem anymore. If you don't have a Sfek Sveke, every Yid is mechuyev to check his house L'Oir Aner. And as a halacha, if he didn't check L'Oir Aner by night, he's mechuyev to check by day L'Oir Aner. If you have a house with 10 rooms, you have to check all the 10 rooms by night. And if you didn't check it by night, you have to check it by day. If you have 9 rooms that you clean for Pesach, and the little room in front of the house you didn't clean yet, and you ate there by night, and you didn't check it, so in the morning, after Sefas Chometz, you have to take a candle and go around to that little porch and check it with a candle. What is the Eitzah to do, Zakim Shulam Zalman? You clean all of the 10 rooms, even the little basement, and you check the Bdikas Chometz with a candle. Then you eat there again supper, and you eat a breakfast. It gets dirty. Then you wash the floor. After you wash the floor, you know there's no Chometz anymore. Then, for the Din Din Rabbanon, there is Chal Beleil Arboso, there is a Chiyuv on every Yid to check, you have to check L'Oir Aner. And if you miss it, you have to mashlim it. And it's not enough that you clean the house and you know there's no chometz. So it's not enough that, because that's what we said, I clean my house. Even if you clean your house, it's a chiyuv the rabbanon to check the house, lo yamer. Mele, every person is mechuyuv to check, and if he doesn't check, you have to check again by day. Mele, even that little room that you leave for chometz, you have to clean it up, put the chometz in the mesulodika place, and make a ma'aseh bdika there. Then you eat around, the chometz gets spread around, in the morning you clean it. And you know that there's no chometz. The takon de rabbonon you yoytze by night. Although, now there's a mitzvah of chometz, you wash it away, in the mele, it's mutter.
The chometz is not done until you burn the chometz.
No, the takon of livdoik is by night. Seif is arzal zach. It's tutza, it's a takon of bdike, it's a takon of seif. So, l'aloch ele maise. I wanted to be clothed, it will not be nichshel in chometz. The Igam Sak is you clean the whole house, and by night you check the whole house, L'Oir Aner, you check that it's clean. That place that you want to eat again, The chametz spreads around a little bit. In the morning you clean it, and you yoytze with cleaning it. But in the whole house, you have to check by night that it's clean.
What do you do with the chametz for the next morning?
You put it in the package. You check, and you know where it is. No, but if it's all over, it's not considered checked. You don't know where it is. It's crumbs here and crumbs there. You don't know where they are. If you write crumb number one is here and crumb number two is here, it's a mistake. But if you don't know where they are, so you didn't check it. Let me get invited. This is Pasha. Now, how you check? This is a halacha that a lot of people, everyone thinks that the whole world does like him. I'll explain. How you check? You shut the light when you check B'dikas Chometz, or you don't shut the light? This is exactly no one could know, because every time you all of your life you're in your house when you check Chometz, and you think that everyone has the same mimic. But you shut the light when you check Chometz or not? Lo the mouth of what is the vikuach? This shaila you can't find in the old Sforim, because the whole musig of light is only in the last 100 years that everyone has light. So maybe no one of the achronim spoke about the shaila if you have to shut the light when you check Chometz. It's a new shaila that only became more and more, even 100 years ago, most of them, no one spends time light, extra light. Forget it. If you don't need the light, you don't need the light out. Now that, forget it, light is very much, so the shaila comes up. Now, so let me ask me, what is the story of the shaila, the lomdus, and then we'll give the psak. It's the Gemara in Psochim Daf Dalet. The Gemara in Psochim Daf Dalet says, why we don't check Chometz, why we don't do the Bdikas Chometz by day? Why we do it by night? The Gemara says, one test because the Bnei Bais HaMetzuyim. Another test, the Gemara says, Shrage B'tiare Maya Hanile. A candle by day doesn't help. Now, the Shaila, what the Gemara means, candle by day doesn't help. Some people learn Pshat. There's three ways to learn the Gemara. That one Pshat, that you will not realize the candle will not help you by day. The candle will not help by day. Another Pshat, not the candle will not help by day. The day disturbs the candle. The Gemara brings a Maisa that were hiding in a cave, and the way they knew if it's day or night, they had a candle in the cave. And when the candle was Shvach, they knew it's day. When the candle was stark, they knew it's night. See the Rishonim bring down. But the Metzius is by day the candle lights shvach. So again, only because by day the candle doesn't have an effect, only because by day the candle is even worse. And the third pshat, the Pashas of pshat is, by day you don't need a candle. And now we have a drosha, b'dike, b'dike, or hachapes Yerushalayim b'neiros, chipus michipus. That is the Indian, we have Chazal had a pshat drosha. That B'dikas Chometz has to be with a candle, so al kochach the posuk man to check by night. Because if the posuk would mean that you check by day, the posuk would never say to use a candle, because it's unnecessary to have the candle by day. But not because the day disturbs the candle. So again, so the shayla of the Gemara means stam, that if it would be by day, you would not need a candle. And while we have a mesayah that you need a candle, it's a raya that the B'dikas is by night. Or there's a reason not to check by day because the day disturbs the candle, only because the candle doesn't have an effect. So if in the last test that the etzem, the day doesn't affect the candle. Just stop. Chazal and attacking candle, so we know it's by night. But not because the day disturbs the candle. So we may less no reason to shut the lights. No reason to shut the lights. But if we will say that the light disturbs the candle, and it doesn't have an effect, so l'chura, our electricity also could disturb the candle. Other, anazog, no, the day disturbs the day, the mitzvah of the bria of the day, like we said, even inside the cave, it disturbs the candle. But electric doesn't disturb the candle. But maybe the candle doesn't have so much effect. So, Sidor has mentioned that a minig is to shut the light. In America, a lot of people have a minig to shut the light. My father shuts the light. Aber Reiv Gdeile Yisrael, Rubum Kichulam, didn't shut the light. Not only that, came out this year a new agoda for Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, agoda shel Pesach, came out a new agoda, and it's brought down there that one time in the middle of the Dikas Chometz, I told you before in that story, see Rav Shlomo Zalman standing near the cat, near the closet, you see the bulb is on also. You can see in the picture, you see the light, the flash, you see the light also is on. But chutz from that, it's a new sefer from Shlomo Zalman that came out, agoda shel Pesach from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And it's brought down that he was makpid to put on the light. Not only that, one time in the middle of Dikas Chometz, one of the bulbs burned. So he stopped and he asked his einikel to change the light. He told him, but you have a candle. He told him, candle, you know how much this light is better? Chazal said, I have a candle, I'm holding also the candle. But Chazal wanted me to find Chometz. With this light you can find. With all the light you can't find. If you will lose a coin, you will shut the light or open the light. You will open the light. You have to have a candle, but more you could go under the closet, under the bed, so the light doesn't get there. They said over from Rav Moshe Feinstein that he would say you could take a flashlight. So a lot of times Megiyah Lemaise. For sure to Mekayim the Halacha with Ner. That means like under Yidden. But I'm saying a lot of times you want to check under the bed. And in the candle, a lot of time it catches fire. If you put a candle under a bed, sometimes the bed could be, then you'll be in, it'll be not on the bed. So the best answer is, you take a flashlight. What? I said, you go over the places, you can't go with a candle to take a flashlight. That every electric that has, every bulb that has like a line inside, is really, has a halacha fire. But even on them, the mindset, I'm saying, the halacha has to do it with a candle. But if you can't do it with a candle, places that you can't get with a candle, to use a flashlight. Now, okay, so we know how we check. We check that it's clean. And we know we check if you're already placing with the light. Some people want that to the light on. Some people, if their minig is not, so they don't put on the light. What do you look for? You're looking for chametz. Okay. When the house is clean, we said, we looked and it's clean. But what are we looking for? I want to be mad with it's not the Ashayli. We're looking for big pieces of kezais, or we're looking for crumbs. So what are we looking for? You're going around to check chametz. What are you going to look for? For pieces of bread, cake, this piece, all different zach that you could eat, or even for little crumbs. I'll be mad with the tzedodei ha-shail. We'll see, it's very negea. The shail is very, very negea. The Gemara is talking and psochim davov, pirurim batli me'aleim. Crumbs are batli me'aleim. Even if you are not mevatel them, they're batli me'aleim. So we know that midoraisa, you're not able to baliroya and the crumbs, because the crumbs are batli me'aleim. Now, the shail is, but even after bitul chametz, every yid makes bitul chametz. Even so, it's a din derabbanon not to leave chametz in the house. Gzeir Hashem yovel le'achloi. Gzeir Hashem yovel le'achloi. So now we want to know these little crumbs. Chazal also said you have to take them out of the house. Gzeir Hashem yovel le'achloi. Or the gzeir derabbanon is only on big pieces, not on crumbs. Now, as a Mefurshim Mishneh Brura, and Simen Tov Mem Beis Yivkotn Lamed Gimel, and Tov Lamed Heis Yivkotn Yud Beis, Legabi, a person, if you're allowed to leave in your house a half a kezayis, the Mishneh Brura says you're not allowed to leave it in the house. Means the whole Shaili says you're not allowed to leave a half a kezayis in your house. Only if it's dirty and it's not roi le'achila, you're allowed to leave it. But okay, so the Ma'aseh, the Mishneh Berurah says you're not allowed to leave little crumbs in your house. You have to take out the little crumbs. Only if they're dirty, you're allowed to leave them. But now the Shaila is, but I have to check for the crumbs? I don't have to check for the crumbs. Is a chil to go to check for crumbs? Oh no, I only have to check. If I see crumbs, I'm not allowed to leave them. But I'm a chil to go to check for crumbs? I'm only mechuyav to check for big pieces. So ba'etzem der zach is a machlekes rishonim ve'achroinim. The Ritva and the Maharam Chalave and Psochim Davov, they say, Ein tzorich livdok bishvil pirurim. You don't have to check for crumbs. You only check for big pieces. But they bring down that yesh me'agdoilim sheyordim u'menakim lekarka. They would go down to the floor and they would bring in tarlegoilim, they bring in chickens, sheyorchlu ha'pirurim. The Ritva and the Maharam Chalave themselves bring down that even there is no chiyuv to check for them, although they say that sigiven gdoilim, they check for crumbs. Now in Mishneh Brura, alponov is no achroa, if you have to check for crumbs or not. But Rabbi Zen was stated in the achroini. In Maaser Rav from the Goen, in Ois Kufa in Ches, stated, Hagro Bodak asporim shenishtamesh bohem be'eis ha-seudo. Pashtas, it means the Goen checked the sporim that he would use. Normally he would learn by them b'shas that he was eating. He ate in these sporim. So these sporim that was a chash that he ate with when he was learning by the, when he was learning, he was eating. These sporim he checked. This is the Pashtas. When Azei stayed in Oruch HaShulchan, צורך לבדק הספורים שמשתמש בהם באיס הסעודה. The ספורים that you use in the meal, these ספורים המחוי הבדיק. ונעזי שתהיה פן דחזניש, אבל זה לא שפן דחזניש, מה שעשים את קופת את זיין, מה שאומרו בגמורה, פירורים בטלים מעליהם, היינו לעניין ביטול, אבל לא לעניין בדיקה. הילקח חייב לבדק הספורים מחשש פירורים. ולזה יש תהיית מחיי אודם, מה שבויתקים בחוירים וסדוקים אף שפירורים בטלים מעליהם, מחשש שם היובי לאוכל. So you have to check for crumbs. ודחופץ חיים, איזה ספר מחנה ישראל ודחופץ חיים. This ספר was written for the soldiers that went to the Russian army. It was hard for them to learn Mishneh Brura and Evi Chumre. The Mishneh Brura has a sefer, a leichter sefer for them. And that leichter sefer, for leichter mention, zog the Mishneh Brura, tzorich livdek afilu bishvil pirurim. Even the soldiers and their camps, they are the mechuyav to check even for crops. Now, as a starke raya from the Chokiyankev, that you also have to check for crops. Why? Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Tov Lamed Zayin that you have to check your pockets for Pesach. A lot of people don't know this halacha. You have to check your pockets. Even pockets that you don't know that you put inside chometz. Even pockets that you're not sure that you put inside chometz, you have to check them. טוב למד ג' סעיף יוד א' והכיסים בבודק ידיים שנוסנים להם לפעום עם חומץ צריך עם בדיקה. You need to check the pockets. זוג דחופץ חיים ואפילו הוא אומר בורי לי שלא נסעתי בהם חומץ. Even if he says בורי לי that I didn't put חומץ inside, you have to check your pockets. Why? But he's saying boldly that I didn't put chometz inside. So the Mishneh Brura says, because minister de l'iram yale. Sometimes, in a suda, you feel uncomfortable, you push it into your bag. Minister de l'iram yale. But the Chok Yankiv says, no, avada, not because l'iram yale. You're eating a suda, and some crumbs are left in your pocket. You're going into your pocket to take out the tissue. And the crumb stays inside the pocket. Well, you don't have to check it. So state clone the Bessi Anke, Chok Yanke, that you don't have to check even for crumbs. You don't have to check even for crumbs. So mitzad ha'ero we have goyen or rashulchon chazanish chayodah machmei Yisrael chagiyankiv that you mechuyev to check for crops. Le'um of them, I heard from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, says you don't have to check for crumbs. He has a sharatziyun in Siman Tov Lamed Gimel, Siv Kotn Lamed Gimel, Shnei the sharatziyun. He says if someone gave the food to eat in a house, even if about the crumbs left on the floor, yes, shall I eat me some in a shulchan, deal me right pirurim, the bemele batli. And maybe someone slept it. So you don't have to check for them. When I say something, Ben Tzir Abba Shaul, but you don't have to check for crumbs. It's a truth from Reb Moshe Feinstein. Reb Moshe says like this, and it's totally. Crumbs that is a chashash that you will come to eat, says as they are pretzels, doctor. So then you have to check. Even though the pretzel doesn't have a kezayis, you have to check. But some little crumbs, you don't have to check. I'm not sure what kind of pretzel, what big pretzel, what's the shear of the pretzel, a half a pretzel, a quarter of a pretzel. But it has to be a result that you could pick up and eat. Some a little crumb, you don't have to check. My Shmuel told me when he was a bachur in Brisk, he came to learn in Brisk by Ruskirov. It's a young bachur, 17, 18. Not so much bachur then. And Gikur in Bdikas Chomet, so the Ruskirov was mechavad him to come to check with him Chomet together in the house. So the Olim told him, you know, if you check him at the Ruskirov, Kramos by the Ruskirov is the most important zach you check for the Chomet. So in between the tiles, like, is a line. So there could be a lot of crumbs. So there the Briskerov is very makpid that the Olam will check. So you know, the Briskerov made the bracha and he went down straight to the floor to start to check. So the Briskerov started to yell, Was suchst du dort? Na gluske no? A nice piece of bread? What do you think if we find a nice piece of bread in between the tiles? We look for a gluske no. That is a gluske no. We can find in between the tiles gluske no. What are you looking for? So, Lemaise is Tumin Hogim. We'll see about it. Tumin Hogim, again, Nogea Sailiga be cleaning. Now, even if you want to be Seimer and Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and not to check this foreign, you have a who to be Seimer, Reb Moshe Feinstein, there's no pretzels, but there's a cloud in between this foreign. But, you have to be makpid not to put the sforim that are not checked on the table on Pesach. Because maybe you are not come to pick up a crumb, but if there's a crumb in the sefer and it's on the table, it could fall into the soup. And then chutz von gibroch, you're also eating chametz. Chutz von gibroch, it's also chametz. And they're saying that this was the goyen meant. Bodak asforim shenishtamesh bohem basehudo doesn't mean shenishtamesh bohem leshova. Bodak asforim that he wanted to use in the sehudo. And this is an other zorah, that's the pshat in the Meister Rav. Bodak asforim shenishtamesh bohem leshtamesh. But this you have to be makvid very stark. Order to have a special set for Pesach, order not to put on the table sforim that you didn't check them. You have to know, to open a safer and to bang it, it doesn't help at all. It's good for dust. It doesn't help for chametz. It helps maybe for one zach, that some people, it's be'etzem, it's garnished. So why some people do it? So be'ikah they do it just to refresh the sforim, or to check in back of the sforim. They do it for another reason, is that crumbs that could fall when you bend the safer, you're scared that they will fall when you bang the sefer in your house and they'll fall on the table. You don't want that when someone pulls out a sefer, epes achamet will fall. But legabi the chshash, if you choshish for the briskerov, you have to do page by page. Now, in Bnei Brak, Lemaise, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, is choshish for the chazanish. So they check every sefer, page by page. So what do they do? Reb Chaim Kanievsky, all his sforim, what we will never finish. So he sells all of his sforim to a guy. This is what they do. The sforim that they don't use, they sell to a guy. Okay. That's his passion. But the safer and the more came out. Now, the shaila is, and this is a big machlekes. Every zat that you sell to a guy, it's not enough you sell to a guy. You have to build a mechitza in between your part and the guy's part. You have to make a mechitza on the sforim, or you don't have to make a mechitza on the sforim. Now, the Chazanish state, v'tzorich la'asos mechitza lepirurim. Chazanish state, v'tzorich la'asos mechitza lepirurim. So Reb Chaim Greinemann learns pshat in the Chazanish that you have to make a mechitza to the sforim. And I say if you go to Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Pesach, you'll see all the sforim are covered with white papers. Mechitza. The sforim that he doesn't use. Remember when I was a young bacher, Reb Chaim Kanievsky was speaking learning in something, so I thought, okay, so long we never raise the sefer and we'll see. Tell me it's Pesach, it's sold to a guy. What, do you think I could have time to check all of his volume? Like, well, how else I could have go over to that sefer? Underline nishtasei, that the din mechitza that you have to do is only to chometz yodua. If you have crumbs, you have a shovel, a lot of crumbs, you have a toaster with a lot of crumbs, you have to make a mechitza. Oh, but if you have suffix chometz in the sforim, it's enough to sell it without to do a mechitza. So I'm saying, if you're Rebbe Shlomo Zalman, you don't have to. If you're Moshe, you don't have to. Yesh al milismech. If you want to be machmir, sell the sforim that you don't want to use. Or sell the sforim. I'm saying, the machmirim, they cover it. Hard to say, okay. This is Negeh to Eretz Pesach. Now, Bochim that live early. I will try here more to say Klo Alocha Lemaise. I will not come out Chas V'Shalom Amichshel. I want to be Masber Klo. Bochim that live, La Alocha is like this. The Bochim that left before Purim, maybe were not Mechuyev to check. Other all the Bochim that left after Purim are Mechuyev and B'dikas Chometz. As there is a halacha, if you leave 30 days before Pesach, you Mechuyev and B'dikas Chometz. Okay, so if a Bochim wants to check, he can check. As one Eitzah, he can check. From the kind of halacha. Or you can get light and go back to the prayer. It doesn't make a difference. Now, what if the Eitzes not to check? So the Mishnah Berurah brings out, what if someone has chometz? Well, take a normal house. You have 10 rooms in your house. You have 20 rooms in your house. You know, you can check all the house. So you're planning to sell to a guy 15 rooms. You'll use only 5 for Pesach. You mechuyev to check those rooms or not? The Mishnah Berurah is mistapek if it helps to sell it to a guy or not. Zot the Mishnah Berurah, I have an eitzah for you if you don't want to check it. To sell the chometz to a guy before the night of Bdikas Chometz. Dehainu, Erev Pesach by night, Leil Arbor, Sorboitim Es HaChometz, sell it an hour before. Sell the chometz an hour before Pesach to a guy. And you sell the chometz, and you rent him out the place that the chometz is in. You sell the chometz, and you rent him the room. We call it, in unser Loshen, Mechiras Yud Gimel. Remember this Loshen. You go to a Rav. Ich will a Mechiras Yud Gimel. A Mechiras Yud Gimel is, it's good to do it in Eretz Yisrael. I'll explain about. Mechiras Yud Gimel. You want to have a Mechiras Yud Gimel. Oh, but look at the Mishnah Berurah, some shittas hold that it's also not an eitzah. Why? A person cannot be mafkia from himself mitzvahs b'dikah. And then a person is not allowed to cut his tzitzis, not to have arba kanfes. It's a chiyuv on every year the mitzvah the rabbanon to check chametz. A person is not allowed to make a skipping out and skip out from the mitzvah's bigas chametz. So what is the eitz? Is that the Mishnah Berurah? He's not allowed to sell all of the house, but he could sell most of the house in Mechiras Yud Gimel. B'meile, the answer is like this. So Bochur doesn't want, I'll explain it close. A normal family, they check the whole house, they have 10 barrels of whiskey that he wants to sell on his organ. So they put the 10 barrels of whiskey in the closet, we're selling it to a guy. They check the whole house, that's the Mechiras Chometz. Some people sell Bain, some people don't sell Bain. Some people say whiskey is not Bain. But this is, now he says someone has five rules that he doesn't want to check. He could do a Mechiras Yud Gimel. He tells the rabbi, I want a Mechiras Yud Gimel, and he doesn't check these five rules. Now you have a bocher that wants to leave his deer, and he doesn't want to check at all. But we're telling him, you're skipping out the mitzvah. Some sheet is all you can do it. So what is the eitzah? It's two eitzahs. It's one eitzah that he sells the Mechiras Yud Gimel, the whole deer, chutz from David Abbas near the door. 2 meters and 2 meters. 20 and 220. And in this David Abbas, he makes a bedikah before he leaves. There is Mekayim is mitzvah from bedikah chametz. This is one way. One eitzah. Another eitzah, if it sounds to you a bit too hard, to sell the whole deer Rabbi Yud Gimel, when you come back to Chutz Laaretz, ask your father to give you a matone, a room in the house. He doesn't have to give it for good, he could rent it out to you. But he has to rent it out to you before Lel Yudalit. And you own your room, you're renting out from your father to make a real kinyan. Kinyan Kesef, Kinyan Sudo. For some of Ashulchan Aviv, it's Kedali. They're Acher to make the Kinyan. And you make a Kinyan. You ask someone how to make the Kinyan. You go over, you make a Kinyan. And you rent, or from Yishvel, you rent the room. Now, you mekayim the mitzvah's bika in that room. So you didn't skip out doing the mitzvah. So this is Be'etzem the Eitzah that all the Rabbanim say to do. You do a Mechiras Yud Gimel. Not to leave Chometz Be'ein. But you don't have to. You do a Mechiras Yud Gimel. And you leave yourself a place that you check. Other than the dira, other than the place that you're coming for. Someone asked me last year, I don't know, Claude, he said it's not comfortable. So, your man was going back there. I feel bad to ask my shvet to sell me a room. You know? I have an eitzah. I will rent a car from a rental car for a couple of days, and I will check in my car. I'm a kind of mitzvah speaker in a car. A car is also mechuyev in bedikah. I'm not sure if he's right. Why he has to rent a car? He could check his pockets also. Why is this? It's epsiyot tekana to check a house. I'm not so sure if it's enough that he will rent a car to be kind of the mitzvah bedikah schomet as a chetimzit to sell it. So these are the two eitzes. Long again, weiter. As a minig in Klal Yisrael to leave 10 ptitim. As different minogim, the ikar minig, the right minig is that people hide it and you look for it. Not that the person that is looking for it hides it. No, someone else puts it for him and he looks for it. Now, why it's only a minig and it's not a chiyuv? As a minug le'aniach asor aptitim, why? Because maybe you will check and you will not find chometz, and it will be a brocha levatole. So why it's only a minug? Why it's not a choshe v'zach? It's a minug. It's a choshe v'zach, but you have to do it. Why it's only a minug be'alme to hide the 10 ptitim? So there's three reasons in the achroini. The Maharam Chalava learns because the mitzvah is to check for chometz. There's no mitzvah to find chometz. Even if you didn't find chometz, you did the mitzvah. So it's not a bracha levatol if you didn't find chometz. Some people, oh, this year I didn't find chometz. If they find chometz, they feel, oh, it was worth a bdikah. Chazal said, there's a mitzvah to check. Yes, fam, didn't fight. This can be a halva tala. This is the reason it's only a milik. The Goyen says in Bir HaGra a different reason. He says, as they did birkas a mapil. If you said a mapil and you didn't fall asleep, you're not over a bracha levatale. Because Chazal told you when you want to go to sleep, make a bracha. Same bdikas chametz. The mitzvah is to find the chametz taken. But it's a chiyuv to make a bracha when you're trying to look for it. So even if in the end of the day, take you didn't find, it's not a bracha levatale. And the Taz, and this is very good to be nagei about, says that the Ikar Barucha by night is not going in the Bedikas Chometz. We say Al Biru Chometz, and you mechaven to pater with the Chometz that you'll be burning tomorrow in the Sreifas Chometz. So again, only because the mitzvah is a Bedika, only because you tried your best, only because the Barucha is going not on the Bedika, the Barucha is going on the Sreifa tomorrow. So now let me get right. The Mishnah Berurah says that this man is there, that the house is clean very good. Yes, smach me ikar adin to leave the 10 ptitim. That this man is there, that the house is clean very good, is a smach me ikar aloche to leave a soro ptitim. Shaila, what the Mishnah Berurah means? What the Mishnah Berurah means that this man is there, that the house is clean very good, is a smach me ikar adin to leave a soro ptitim. L'cheure, l'fi de goen, the pshat is poshet. A person that knows that he's not going to fall asleep is not allowed to say a mapil. Shavuot is like a mapil. You say that at least you'll find chometz. L'fi de ma'aram chalave, you have to say pshat, that like we said before, because the house is clean, there's no mitzvah to check anymore. Aber l'fi de tastake, that anyway the bracha is on tomorrow, it's only a minute. Okay, it's posh. Now Herzachayim good. It's a minute in Klal Yisrael. So again, Lemaise Klal Yisrael put on the ptitim, and the Mishnah Berurah said that in our days that the houses are clean, it's kedai taket to be makpid to put on the ptitim. Now, it's a minute of Klal Yisrael to burn chometz erev Pesach. It's a minute to burn chometz. Why Klal Yisrael want to burn chometz erev Pesach? To be yetzer shitas Rav Yehuda that ein biur chometz el asreif. Even that is no chiyuv, if you don't have chometz in our ever aveire, Klal Yisrael eli ke Pesach, Pesach kosher, we want to mekayim ala mitzvahs, we want to start the Pesach with burning the chometz. This is the pashtus. B'meile, I think most people are makpid on it, or at least they think that they're makpid on it. Gikum de machmirim, Nazir was in my house in Minik, that if it's, when this Minik starts, when you get married, or it's negat to every person? When the Minik starts? Every year. So the Moshe, if you have 10 kids in the family, so every kid would go to the father, he would pick a kezayis up, he was zayich, and he would burn his kezayis. But it's a dinner the father has to burn. Every family makes one fire, how it goes. Every neighbor in the fire, every building a fire. Every year, once in the kind of straight valley, but then have you heard it? So maybe everyone would go to my father, he would pick up a piece of kezayis chometz, he was zoiche. Not only that, it's not enough to put it down. Because mitzvah boy yesod b'shluchay. So everyone would want to put on the fire. So what we'll do is, we'll make a fire, and everyone will put in the chometz into the fire. Because if, not only that, well, sometimes the little kid in the family likes to put on the fire. So then no one did a mitzvah. And shlichas lekotten. And shlichas lekotten. If the kid puts on the fire and the father puts in the chometz after it, the father is mekayim mitzvah sreifa. Lemaise, I didn't see that a lot of people are makpid on this chumrah. So melamed zchus ha-shtikl on the people that are not makpid on this chumre, they learn, weiss tois, that the Indian to burn the chometz is not to be yoytzer Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Fakel, if you learn the sugars and psochim, could be koidem zmanoi, you can't be yoytzer the mitzvah bichlal. The Indian is to burn chometz, to mashrish bayos, chometz is treif, chometz is treif. And then it's enough that one person does it. But again, in Taz Mashmah, it's a kiyum of the mitzvah of Sreifa. Again, if a bracha wants to be marked in this chumre, you have to be marked by night when your father makes the bracha al biur chometz to be yotze the bracha. Because the bracha of the night, it goes on the sreifa by day. Pashas from Mekai in the mitzvah of sreifa, leave it to Rabbi Yudah, and the Taz says that the bracha by night patters the day. You don't make a loss. We don't make a loss of bracha by day. But the bracha by night is a suffix. So the ma'isa, you mechaven to be yotze by your father, the bracha by night, and maybe you could make the chumre of burning by day. So that's a chumre, again, this mamash no one does, but a Moshe Sternbuch is machmir. In America, it's not so hard to do this chumre, not to saw it's very hard. He says, there's a lot of shittas that if a chometz is not in your house, you're not over baliroa balimotze. So machlekes, if you only over baliroa balimotze if it's in your house, or if it's your chometz, you're over even if it's outside your house. But as Rishonim hold, that if the chometz is outside your house, you're not over baliroa balimotze. Mainly, he tied this, if you make the fire outside your house, if you put the chometz down, you're really not over baliroa balimotze. So you can't make a mitzvah sreifa anymore. So he says the eitzah is only to make the sreifa in your backyard, only to make the fire and to hold the chometz in your hand, and you drop it into the fire, which is aboim keichot. This is his eitzah. But this again, really, it's a chumra ala chumra. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach had a kvias in Kol Teire. The last days of Zman, he would say shiurim and inyonim from Pesach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach asked five kashes on tiny's prayers. The first kashe he asked, why you fast Erev Pesach? The next was, Leil HaSeder, fast in Pesach. Why you don't fast in Pesach? Was me sagen, Pesach is a Yontef, you can't fast. Erev Pesach is also a Yontef. Mokim shenagu shenelas is meloch Erev Pesach in Oisim. Chutz from the din tainis b'choyres, you would not be allowed to fast. Fast Yud Gimel. Anyway, you have fasting on the right day. Fast Yud Gimel. One kasha. Then ask Mokim. Starke kasha. Zweite Kashe. The Nes was also by the Nekevis, nicht nur by the Schorim. The Pchoyer died, sei by the Schorim, sei by the Nekevis. Einach Nami. The two bring the Shitte that also the Nekevis fast. Aber we pass the nicht as it. A third Kashe, for example, from Islam and Oyabach. The Nes was, sei by Pchoyer min Ha'av, Sai the Pchoyer min Ha'im. Fakir, Peter Rechem. There's the Timrash in Chumash. Pchoyer min Ha'av died, Pchoyer min Ha'im died. But the meaning is that only Pchoyer min Ha'av has to fast. The Pchoyer min Ha'im doesn't fast. Azeh Pshom Zaman is Machriya. It's different shittas. Pshom Zaman is Machriya that only Pchoyer min Ha'av Bein lechum rebem lekule. Chol min ha'av, even if he's not a Peter Rechem, if he's the second by this mother, but he's first by this father, he has to fast. And the Nes is given Beide. Noch ha'kash, if I give to Mizan, why the Godel Shebabais doesn't fast? And noch ha'shtayle, if I give to Mizan, a starke kash. If all of the Pchoyres will die, so the kids of the Pchoyres will not be living today, and the Eniklach of the Pchoyres, but the Pchoyres that are living today will live. So if someone had to fast, the kids of these Pchoyres had to fast. Not the Pchoyres of today had to fast. Not the right people are fasting. If the Pchoyres will die, their kids will not. So their kids have Machna Yontef, as Ben Zayden is gestorben. But the Pchoyer of Haidah, what, he's happy. That if he would be in Mitzrayim, then he would die. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wanted to say like this. That b'shor shedileg HaKadosh Baruch Hu al botei Mitzrayim, al botei Yisrael, he saved everywhere. Aber mikol mokem HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekadosh b'shach that he was medalek. He was mekadosh de b'choyer min ha'av. Even though legabi peter rechem is a peter rechem, aber legabi azeh minach that the sugi in b'choyeres, that legabi kihuna de b'choyer min ha'av, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekadosh him to be roi la'avoid avoidah. And b'shach Mitzrayim, all of the b'choyer min ha'av were mekudosh to become b'choyeres, roi la'avoidah. Then when the Choyte and Chayta Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it away from them. And he gave it to the Kohanim. And Le'osid Lavoi, he will give it back to the Bchoyrets. Now everyone came to Beis HaMikdosh in Erev Pesach. And they saw all of the Kohanim, everyone is makriv so much avodah. And the Bchoyrets start to feel bad. Every Bchoyr, ay, Chavau Le'Choyte and Chayta Egel. Who will do tshuva and Beis HaMikdosh will be built already, and Mashiach will come in, La'asid Lavoi, who will do tshuva, who will be again a Kehanim. So the Kehan, the Bchoyres of our Deiris felt so bad that we didn't do a right tshuva, and we're not Zechet to Mashiach. Ech yeh av lecho yel alechem. This is the reason the Bchoyres would fast. The Meirab Shem Zalman for years wanted to say that the Bchor Koya doesn't have to fast. Then he said maybe not to be saying a chalit l'maise. Meirab Shem Zalman does see the pshat in the Shvera Mineg that people make a siyum. You hear people that don't want to fast in Yom Kippur, they make a siyum instead of fasting? So does see the pshat, as if I don't chashulcham. Shnebuah brings down this Mineg. If I don't chashulcham, the chimish v'chishomano that a person has to fast, he makes a seal. Tisha sayorim, eating meat, no. But instead of fasting, making a seal, Tzorim Shlomo Zalman state in the Gemara, Mamzer talmid chochem koyel lekoyim godel ha-me'oretz. As memacht ha-seal, mehod ha-teir ha-kdoisho, with ha-teir we happy, we're not missing nothing. Maybe we could invite people to mishtadif on ha-seal. So avadu navadu, we have to be moisif. Avadu Navadu, we have to be moisif that in Loshen HaTur state that the tainus is for sure lezecher anes. No, it's a tziruf of beide zachen zusammen. It's a tziruf of beide zachen zusammen. It's not only because the tzadis is a tziruf and the nes, and we pick the kehanim that are mitztayer both reasons together. For sure, it's also zecher anes. But why Davka the Kayanim and why in this Tzura we picked it because of that? I want to say two mazachim. One more yediyah, I don't want to add, I'm just saying the words, everyone will understand it in the right way. The Minchas Yitzchok in Chelek Beis, Tzadi Gimel, brings down B'Shem Be'er Yitzchok, B'Shem Echod HaTzadikim, that he was a Pchoir, and he was not makpi to fast in Tainis prayers. And he said like this, that the mocker to fast in Tainis prayers is a Maseches Soifrim. In Maseches Soifrim state, Sheapchoyrois Mis'anim. Sheapchoyrois Mis'anim. Zok Yenem Tzadik, it's a Tol Soifer. You have to say Sheapchoyrois Mis'angim. Okay, they made a party because they were happy that Hashem saved them. And it's a Tol Sefer. He brings down a raya from Yerushalmi, Rab Mone Pchoir ve'ochal be'erev Pesach. Zog de Dvar Teir for the Marashdam, Chas v'sholem sheyema oise tzadik pshetlach hakegen shulchonoru hakegen tru. But the pshat is about it, this tzadik was sick. And he was shvach, and he went to a siyum. Aber betur dvar drush, he added this to say, mid the siyum, midas, the mele bikin esen. Aber the mele is a mocking to limit schus on people that can't fast. Das ist einzah. Ich muss sagen, der Adobar Chodosh. Stücken in der Gode. Steht er sich. Vayomer Moshe, Koi Omar Hashem, aber hört sich ein gut. Koi Omar Hashem, kachatzois alaylo, אני יוצא בתוך מצרים. ומייס כל בחור בארץ מצרים. מוישה says, כוי אומר השם, כחצוס הלילה אני יוצא בתוך מצרים, ומייס כל בחור בארץ מצרים. זאת רשי, משמויס יוד א' ד', זה הגמור אין ברוכס דף ד', why מוישה said כחצוס? מוישה doesn't know what it is. זאת רשי, שם הייתו עצתיק דני פארוי, ויאמרו מוישה בד היו. מוישה לא מסתלג אמר. You said כחצוס, and it didn't happen exactly in חצוס. This is the reason מוישה said כחצוס. Because if you would say בחצוס, the עצתיק דני פארוי will say מוישה is a בד. Now, לא מקלר עם החקירה פשט אין רשי. ועושי זה פשט, זה גמורי. What is the chash? That Aksine Paroi will have a mistake and they will think Lebezol in Chatzais is 11 o'clock and Be'etzim Chatzais is 11.05 or 5 to 11. And they'll say, Moshe, Mr. Shakrin, you said 11 o'clock, it's 11.05. Yeah, this is one shot. It's a shtickle modne. It's like 5 minutes later, what's the ganze sach? But it happened anyway. 5 minutes before, 5 minutes later, this is one shot. So we must be first this pshat. What's the pshat? The pshat in them is, state in Sforim, that what is the difference between a novi or to a person that knows their seeders, he looks in the stars and he knows what is going to happen. A novi knows exactly what will happen. And it happens exactly like the novi said that it will happen. A person that knows how to guess, he normally guesses almost. It almost happens. He misses it in a couple minutes. What was the whole machlekes Mitzrayim with Moshe? They were telling Moshe to be zgerecht. You have tricks, you know. You know what, you feel the stars, you know what is going to happen. You know the Arba is coming, you're a witch, you know all different things, Nechashev, Inyonim. But you're not a Novi. And Moshe was saying, Hashem Shlochani. If Moshe said Bachatzois, and the Makkas prayers happened 5 minutes later, so Moshe, you knew how to guess, you saw it coming, and you missed it a bit. It's not a nevuah from Hashem. Like Paroi said, I know when you're going out of Mitzrayim, Epis Dam comes. What exactly? So Moshe, you saw it coming, and then Moshe badayu. This is Ein Mahalach. Under the Pshat is name. The Chash is given, not that they will miss it, and they will say Moshe is a badai. The Chash is, that they will think Chatzois is 5 to 11, and Chatzois is only 11 o'clock. And maybe for 5 minutes, B'zayim Achilul Hashem. Aye, later we will chat, but the van B'zayim Achilul Hashem. And as even the zweite pshat, and as we moir to me them, is mashmein Rashi in Brochus Davdalet. Rashi in Brochus Davdalet zog, Shemo Yitu Atztignenei Paroi, ויאמרו בו חצויס ועדיין לא בו ועדיין לא בו. What is the history of them? So you was masber to me על פי two מייסים from Rebbe Ochber. There's one famous מייסים from Rebbe Ochber. Rebbe Ochber was sitting in a meeting he was sitting in a drosha. He was sitting in a drosha, and he had to go, and everyone saw Rebbe Ochber was all nervous, a herahin. Peter Rebbe Ochber gets up, he takes off his hat, he puts down his hat, and he goes out. And then after a couple of minutes, he comes back. So he asked Rebbe Ochber, what's the given? So Rebbe Ochber said, I had to go out for a poor minute, kederach kol ha'olam. But I didn't want to embarrass the Darshan, that the Darshan would think Rebbe Ochber is leaving the drosha. In a couple minutes I will come back. Although the vile, Yele will feel bad for a couple minutes. So I decided, I didn't know what to do. So I decided I will leave my hat. If I leave my hat, Yele Vase, Rebbe Ochber doesn't go away without a hat. Maybe he will know that Rebbe Ochber is going to come back. It's Ein Maisa for Rebbe Ochber. Zweite Meise ist, Rav Scheinberg came to get smicha for a bochber in Kamenitz. So bochber had a minig, after he fahel the people, he told them after they passed the fahel, they had to stay in Kamenitz for a month, and he would see the anoge. Chutzim veisen alochem, and avisen the anoge. So Scheinberg finished the fahel, nice as a gewusst. Bochber told him, okay, stay for a month. Like Rav Scheinberg, I didn't ask my Rebbetzin permission to stay here for a month. So what I'll do is, I'll go back, and I'll come, I'll go to ask my wife permission, and I'll be back. The Vare Bochber went over to Andere to ask the title for my find out information on Rav Scheinberg, is a Choshevin Geman, is Mishkan Choshevin Geman. So I asked Bochber, what's the Geshen? So Bochber said like this, normally I told the Geman to stay for a month. I told him to stay for a month. He told me he has to go ask his wife permission. So what will happen? He will go back and he will ask his wife permission. So when he will come into the house, she will ask him, no, you got a smicha for the bochber? He'll say no. The guy choshev tamid chochem will look zil in her eyes. After 2 minutes, he will tell her, yeah, but I'm going back. Soon I will get it. But for these couple minutes of the covenant of a choshev ben teire, I don't want it. Zelda sagt, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want 5 minutes of Kvod Shamayim. It's b'etzem, we learn last man Nedorim, everyone knows, it's Mefur Sharan and Nedorim. The Ran says, the person says, Areini, Oyser es Kulchem Chutz Fun Abba. So the Ran says, when he says Kulchem, he includes the Father. Because if he didn't mean to include the Father, when he said Kulchem Asurim Olai, Chutz Me Abba, he would say, Chutz Me Abba Kulchem. Why? Because when a person says, like the Ran, a person doesn't want that when he says Kulchem, even for a second, it will sound Kilu he wants to ask for his father. Even in a second, he's Masbir Chutz Me'Abo. Although he doesn't want to appear for the Tate for a minute. So these are the two Esbeim to learn Pshat in Bachatzeis. I think it's like Tzachtzu, see in the Parsha Samon, that some people, Dosan Vaviron, they left over a man. And in the Moshe said in Shabbos will be no man. So they left the shtickle man. So the birds came and they ate it. This is the reason Shabbos Shiro, we give the birds to eat. Freitag de Kashe, what's the pshat in Dosan Vaviron? Every morning Klai Yisrael woke up like snow all over, was big man. They took a couple packages and they were planning in the morning to throw it around. How much you could put already? Everyone will get up in the morning, everything is dry. Couple packages will be around. And Dosan Aviron will say, you see Moshe? It came down in Shabbos. The Torah says, but they will tell Moshe, you said it's not going down in Shabbos, Epis came down in Shabbos. You have feeling in Shabbos is not a good weather for it to come down. You chayzer the kichovim. But Epis came down. Moshe du bistishke novi. Du bist a menachesh. And a word that is not punklach. So, but then I want to ask you a shayla. Shteyt, I never understand pshat. It's a pasuk. Maybe someone knows a different pshat. Vayomru Mitzrayim kulonu meisim. They ran to Moshe and Makas Poyres, kulonu meisim. Everyone is dying. Moshe ran out of Mitzrayim, kulonu meisim. Why kulonu meisim? Moshe told you all the Poyres will die. Why are you getting excited? The prayer has died, no one else is dying. What is the rush? So there's two ways to learn. So the Velt, I asked the Kasha the Velt. So the Velt answered me, because they didn't know who is the Pchor Shmabais. They didn't know who is the Gol Shmabais. Rashi says, every Isha Mitzis is Mizrano with 10 different people. They started to see people are dying left and right. But this is the Pshat, so Kumtaish that Moshe didn't say right in the book. We're losing the whole point. We said a nevuah has to be that they think that Moshe knows exactly what is happening. But if Taika, they didn't chap that everyone could be a Golem Shebebais, and they didn't know this aloche, that could be a Pchor Shela'ah, Pchor Shebe'en, Pchor Shebe'ishla, Pchor Shebe'zecho, all different Pchores, so Lechura Moshe said a Pchor, so now they see that it's not working exactly. So I was thinking maybe a different shot. Moshe said, the Pchor Shebe'bais, Pchor Shebe'av, Pchor Shebe'en, but Lama Zogin is a family of 10 kids, so the Chutz Arab Chayes, the oldest one also dies. But Lama Zogin, that older one, died a week ago in a car accident. So the second one died in Makas Poyrus. So what happened in Makas Poyrus? Let's say all the big one died. All the big kids in the house died. Now every Makas normally is 7 days. So all the other Mitzvahs were thinking, another 2 hours is another wave of dying. Now the second ones are the Gadol Shem Habayis. So the second ones will die. After 2 hours, when the wave will come again, Vayta Dir Gadol Shem Habayis. In the end of the day, Kedav Nishbayim. Vayayimur Mitzrayim Kulanu Meisim.